Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Janas Malaba Kiri Vadha Hote Nopi Nana Bala Hota Kiri Vadha Hote Yasuranandana braja jana ranjana Yasuranandana braja jana ranjana Yamuna tiravana chahute Yamuna te Ravana Jagode Jai Ho Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Jai Ho Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Gopi Jana Balaba Giri Balada Hote Gopi Jana Balaba Giri Balada Hote Yasuranandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yasuranandana Braja Jana Ranjana Gunate Ravana Chate Yamuna te Ravana Chaude Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Paravidikacharya Osu Teta Sutashi Shimad His Divine Grace Abhaya Charanada Bhaktivananda Goswami Srila Prabhupada Kijai Iskan Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Kijai Anandakoti Vaishnav Vrinda Kijai Namacharya Srila Huidas Thakur Kijai Friends, say, Kaho Shri Krishna, Chaitanya Prabhu, Nityananda Shidwaita Gadadha, Shiva Sadhi, Gaur Bhaktavinda Gajai, Shri Shri Radhakrishna, Gopa Gopatna, Sayam Kun Radhakunda, Giri Govardhan Gajai, Srimati Lasi Devi Gajai, Sambhira Bhaktavinda, Gaur Premananda, Hari Hari Gopa. All glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to Sri Guru Gauranga, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, nama om Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prasthaya, Bhutale, Srimati Bhaktivedanta, Swami, Namani, Namaste, Saraswati Devi, Gauravani Pacharani, Nivashesha, Shunya, Vadi, Paschacha, Deja, Tarni. So, I guess I can give class without a mask, is that all right? Yeah, so I don't infect too many people. So, reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 32nd chapter, text 17. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Shri Bhagavan Vacha Mito Vajante Ye Sakyaha Swartai Kanto Jama Hete Na Tatra Sodadam Dharmaha Swartartam Tad Di Nanyata Shri Bhagavan Vacha Mito Bhajanti Ye Sakya Swartai Kanto Jamakhite Natatra Sauratam Dharma Swartartam Tadinanyata Shri Bhagavan Vacha Mito Bhajanti Ye Sakya Swartai Kantyo Dhyamadhite Nayatra Sauradhang Dharma Swartartam Tadinanyata Shri Bhagavan Vacha Mito Bhajanti Ye Sakya Swartai Kanto Dhyamahite Natatra Sodhang Dharma Swartartam Tadinanyata. Okay. Shri Bhagavan Vacha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead said, Mitaha, mutually, Vajanti. Reciprocate. Yay. Who? Sakya. Friends. Swaharta. For their own sake. Ekanta. Exclusively. Udyamaha. Whose endeavor? He. Indeed. Te. They. Na. Not. Tatra. Therein. So ridam. True friendship. Dharmaha. True religiosity. Swa-artha. Of their own benefit. Artam. For the sake. Tat. That. He. Indeed. Na. Not. Anyata. Otherwise. So translation. The Supreme Personality of God had said, oh, so-called friends who show affection for each other only to benefit themselves are actually selfish. They have no true friendship, nor are they following the true principles of religion. Indeed, if they did not expect benefit for themselves, they would not reciprocate. So you can repeat, the Supreme Personality of God had said, so-called friends who show affection for each other only to benefit themselves are actually selfish. They have no true friendship, nor are they following the true principles of religion. Indeed, if they did not expect benefit for themselves, they would not reciprocate. So purport by the servants of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The Lord here reminds the gopis that in pure loving friendship, there is no sense of selfish interest, but rather only love for one's friends. So I'm going to stop. I'm not stop, but I'm going to offer obeisance to Prabhupada. Omagana Timadanda Shah. Gananjana Shilake Chakshur Meditam Yena Tasmai Shigurve Namaha. So I'm going to comment a little here about this, and then we'll read the commentaries of the Acharyas. So, of course, what Krishna is talking about here is a business arrangement. And this reminds me very much of Prahlad Maharaj after Lord Nrsimhadev killed his dear dad, Hiranyakashipu. And Lord Nrsimhadev said, you know, do you want anything? And Prahlad Maharaj said, I'm not a merchant. And the word is baniya. I'm not a merchant. Of course, he did ask for something, but it wasn't a question of that I will worship you if you do this. You know, it wasn't something like that. So here we're talking about love. And actually, the interesting word here is bhajanti, which Prabhupada translates that as reciprocation. And bhajanti comes, it's actually a feminine word. When you have the I at the end of the word, it means it's feminine. So it's feminine, like bhakti. Bhakti is feminine, not masculine. For those of you who are opposed to Vaishnavi Diksha Gurus, you should understand that bhakti happens to be feminine, not masculine. So, so it's interesting, the word bhaj is the root of the word, and it is translated variously as sometimes reciprocation, but generally as sharing, which is more, and also the word mitaha sometimes means friendship or mutual reciprocation. So there's some sharing there, and it reminds me of Krishna's verse in the Bhagavad Gita, yayata mam prapachate tam sataiva vajantriyamam. So as they approach me, I reciprocate with them. So you see, Krishna, just want to make this point, that Krishna is actually, as described in the fifth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Vokturam Jagatapasam Sarva Lokamaheshwaram Suridam Sarva Bhutanam Gyatvamam Shanti Mrityati, that Krishna is actually Surit. He's the well-wisher because he's not expecting anything for us, but he's reciprocating with us, as according to this verse in the Bhagavad Gita, according to how we reciprocate with him. So he's sharing with us or reciprocating with us as we share with him. But he's equal, you know, another verse is what? Name dveshosti na priha. Samaham sarvabhuteshu name dveshosti na priha. Which means, basically, I don't have any friends, I don't have any enemies. Of course it's not a fact that Krishna has no friends or enemies, but Krishna, in other words, Krishna has no favorites. We have certain favorites, and those favorites are based upon what someone does for us, isn't it? Then they get more attention or more money. And sometimes people would accuse Prabhupada of having favorites. But actually, Prabhupada was not on the in the internal basis, in the devotional basis. It's not that someone was Prabhupada's favorite and someone else was not Prabhupada's favorite. The pure devotee also reciprocates with everyone depending upon their service. So everyone has an equal right, and sometimes it's described in regard to the first verse of the Guru Vashtaka, that the spiritual master is raining the mercy, just like the cloud rains the mercy, or the rain, that the cloud is equal, or the rain is equal to everyone and everything. However, the grass can receive the mercy of the rain, whereas the concrete cannot receive the mercy of the rain. So it's equality. Samoham sarvabhuteshu. I'm equal to all living entities. Name dveshosti na priha. I have no friends and no enemies. But Krishna continues that verse, whoever renders service unto me is a friend to me and I'm a friend to him. It's an interesting verse in the Bhagavad Gita. So in other words, it's all reciprocal. And that's actually a loving relationship. A reciprocal relationship. And sometimes devotees get accused of not being equal to everyone because we have this statement that a Majjhima Adhikari should do what? Avoid the envious, make friends with the devotees, approach the innocent, of course, worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But that is equality. It's just you're reciprocating with everyone according to their position and mentality. It's not that you're discriminating. Like someone who's envious, for example, let's take the story of Indrajit being killed by Lakshman, the Ramayana story. And so after he was killed by Lakshman, then what happened is the monkeys and the bears, they wanted to tear Indrajit's body apart. But Lord Ram said, no, he is as dear to me now as you are, Lakshman. It's an interesting statement. So in other words, there's no inherent bias that Krishna has or the pure devotees have towards anyone. It's not based upon a business exchange. And this verse also indicates, I was thinking when I read this verse last night, this verse also indicates what pure devotional service is. And it but very much relates to the last verse of the Shikshashtika. You know, Krishna, you can crush him by his embrace. This is the same, it's just a different way of saying the same thing, isn't it? Krishna, and I wanted to read some commentaries on this last verse of the Shikshashtika. And actually, I wrote a little bit here. Where Krishna says, Radharani says, Krishna, you can crush me by your embrace. You can leave me brokenhearted by not being present before me. You're completely free to do anything and everything. You'll always remain my Lord unconditionally, merciful Lord unconditionally. I mean, that's really what's being stated here in this verse, that Krishna is saying this is really what we want. so-called friends who show affection for each other only benefit themselves are actually selfish. Another point is that Krishna says to the gopis, you'll have to be simply satisfied with your own devotion. I cannot repay you. So it's, you know, a very similar concept. So anyway, so let's see. I want to read Bhaktivinoda Thakur's commentary on the last verse of the Shikshashtaka, which actually indicates this. In addition, both Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur state that this last verse of the Shikshashtaka, which is parallel or similar to the verse we're reading today, indicates prema, Krishna prema. Both Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur do an analysis. I mean, there's the Bhajana Rasa, I like that, and Bhajana Rahasya, sorry, and a Madhuri Kandambani, in which they do an analysis of all the verses of the Shikshashtaka, and they correlate each verse with a different stage in devotional service, also with a different time of the Lord's Ashtakaliya Leela. And they also correlate each verse of the... I was thinking about this morning while I was chanting during Mangalarti. They correlate each verse and each stage of devotional service with a different pair of the words in the Maha Mantra. For example, we have, you know, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And the last Hare Hare is the last verse of the Shikshashtaka. Also, it's the evening pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Ashtakaliya Leela. And also, it's Krishna Prema. So I was trying to correlate that while I was chanting the Hare Krishna Mantra. I had a hard time doing it. You know, correlate each stage of devotional service while I was chanting during Mangalarti, but it's kind of hard to do that, isn't it? I mean, when you're chanting. But in any case, but at least I was able to remember that the last two Hari Haris, Hari Hari, not Hari Hari, Hari Hari, because it's Radharani calling out evocative, that's Krishna Prema. I mean, it's really interesting when you think about it, the Maha Mantra, Hari Hari, that's, oh Radharani, engage me in Krishna's service. That's Krishna Prema. Anyway, so Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur do this correlation of the Shikshashtaka and the Maha Mantra. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur's commentary on the Shikshashtaka is called the Samodana Vashyam. And I'd like to read a few words from that, and also a conversation of that Prabhupada had about the same subject matter. This shloka, because that's in reference to the last verse of the Shikshashtaka, describes the consciousness of the jiva who reaches the sublime platform of Krishna Prema. That supreme adulterer, this is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's translation, that supreme adulterer, that libertine Krishna. So that, you know, there's also some sarcasm there and some criticism there at the same time. You know, how can he do that? So it's not that, let's say, the right-handed gopis, because here is Bhaktivinoda Thakur is mirroring the consciousness or the thoughts of the right-handed gopis. It's not that they're actually just like, all right, Krishna, it's okay, whatever you do, you know, in a sort of a neutral fashion. They're actually criticizing Krishna at the same time. But they're still saying they're faithful. There's an anger there. You know, generally, if someone is angry, they can say, I'm not going to serve you anymore, Krishna. You know, after all these years, I've been chanting Hare Krishna, what do I get as an old body? And, you know, nobody respects me anymore. Or whatever, you know, and then you say, I'm not going to serve you anymore. You see that sometimes with the devotees, they get angry for some reason if Krishna doesn't give them what they are expecting to get. You know, they have unrealistic expectations. That also occurs in normal relationships too. Let's say if when people get married, if they have unrealistic expectations of each other, they get angry and then the thing breaks up. People should have realistic expectations. So here are the gopis. Anyway, I found this quite interesting. That supreme adulterer, you know, that's the mood of the gopis. That libertine Krishna. Actually, I didn't get a chance to look up libertine, but it means someone who's just like, he doesn't care what anyone else thinks. Yeah, lusty, but it also means someone who doesn't care what other people think. Libertine Krishna. May bestow upon me a servant who is totally surrendered to his lotus feet, endless bliss by forcing me into excruciating depths of despair. It's quite an interesting statement, isn't it? He may force me, by forcing me into excruciating depths of despair by not being present before me. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is very poetic. He may do anything he wishes with me, even to the extent that he may enjoy the company of another gopi in my presence, yet he will always remain the Lord of my heart. For me, there will never be any other. And this is quite a statement of absolute surrender. And also he talks about, in Srimad Bhagavatam, he quotes from Bhagavatam 11:29-34, where it says, when mortal beings decide to relinquish all fruit of activities and their results and fully surrender to me, I reciprocate by giving them the nectar of immortality, elevating them to become my eternal associates. So in other words, that's pure devotional service. And then there's an interesting discussion that Prabhupada had from Perfect Questions, Perfect Answers with a friend of mine, who shall remain nameless to protect Brahmacharya. Prabhupada is actually describing this stage of absolute surrender. He says, this is called real love, that the lover may be most cruel, but still the lover cannot withdraw the love. That is perfect love. Wow. So not only is there no need of like reciprocation according to your expectations, but there may be the opposite. Ashlisha va pada ratam. Of course, that's the last verse of the Shikshashtaka. This is Vaishnava philosophy. And then Prabhupada repeats, Krishna may be very cruel, but I cannot withdraw my love for him. This is real love. If Krishna benefits me, then I will love. Then that is not love. You know, this quote. That is business. It's such a like powerful statement by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. I'll repeat this. That the lover baby may be most cruel. You know, cruel. Means that with no compassion, no empathy. He's just like trying to torture me. If someone's cruel, that generally means that someone's trying to give me pain or give someone else pain, like Magrari the hunter, right? That was most cruel. So most cruel, that's superlative, right? That is the most cruel. But still the love, you know, so Radharani is thinking like that when Krishna does his thing, is he's the most cruel person. But I still can't withdraw my love from him. But in spite of Krishna's all, here Prabhupada continues, but in spite of Krishna's all cruelty, and Prabhupada uses the word, the absolute word, all cruelty, I cannot withdraw. That is real love. That is only possible with Krishna. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted that there is no better conception of worshipping Krishna than it was contemplated by the gopis. That is the topmost worship of Krishna. There's no comparison. There are different grades of devotees, but nobody can be compared with gopis, the topmost love of Krishna. That was really interesting. And then, of course, actually, I have a lot here. You know, just a detail. Here's the correlation. First, the verse of the Shashtaka. First is Shraddha, second is Sadhu Sangha, and Anartha Nivritti, third for Nishta, fourth for Ruchi, fifth for Ishakti, sixth for Bhava, seventh for Prema, Vipralamba, and eighth for Prema Sabhoga. That means meeting. So, just one other statement by Bhaktivinoda Thakura. He actually has nice quotes here from the Bhajan Mahasya. One should remember several things. One should remember Shikshastak and practice Smarana and Kirtan accordingly. Then gradually Ashtakala Leela will be awakened to the heart. At that time, all unwanted contaminations, including religiosity, economic development, sense gratification, and liberation, will appear significant, and one will achieve the treasure of love of God. One should remember Shikshastak and practice Smarana and Kirtan accordingly, then gradually Ashtakaliya service will be awakened in the heart. At that time, all unwanted contaminations, including religiosity, economic development, sense gratification, and liberation, will appear insignificant, and one will achieve the treasure of love. And also another thing, another point I want to make here, is really, I'm trying to find the quote right here. So anyway, I'll just summarize something else he said here, which I can't find the quote right now. He said, you have to follow the path of the Shikshastaka systematically from one to the other. If you try to jump, where is this buzzer? I'm just summarizing. Oh, yeah, this is another thing. Bhajan performed according to the sixth law. One therefore has to the required adhikar for attaining siddhadeya. If one thinks of siddhadeya without achieving his adhikar, the intellect gets bewildered. So anyway, so that's Bhaktivinoda Thakur's commentary, both on the Shikshastaka and also, you know, it's an elaborate commentary, Samod Dhanavasya, on the Shikshastaka. And it'd be nice if the devotees can read it. And also within that commentary, there's one version of that commentary that has the commentary of Bhakti Sananta Saraswati Thakur connected with it too. So another verse I wanted to relate this verse to is from the first canto, second chapter, sixth verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is a famous verse. Savaipum sampara dharma yata bhakti hoksaje haitakiya pratita yatna supersedite. Because this verse in the Bhagavatam also says the same thing as this verse here, in a different way, of course. You know, the verse we read today is that people should serve without any motive. So the verse in the Bhagavatam states, and I'll read the translation, the supreme occupation dharma for humanity is that by which men can attain loving devotional service unto the transcendent Lord. Such devotional service, these are the operative words, must be unmotivated and uninterrupted to completely satisfy the self. So this is what Krishna is talking about here, ahaitakiya pratyata. That means there's no material cause. For things we do in this world, there's a material cause. You know, they're not done for Krishna, of course. I mean, like, I'm eating because I'm hungry. I'm sleeping because I'm tired. I like certain foods because my mother gave me those foods when I was young. There's always a cause to anything we do in this world. But with devotional service, pure devotional service, there can't be any material cause. You know, I'm serving Krishna well. Of course, I understand in the beginning, you know, chaturvedha bhajanti man, there is some cause in the beginning, but that's not pure devotional service, that's mixed devotional service. Either karma misra bhakti or jnana misra bhakti. Either one wants something for themselves, or one wants knowledge, or one wants liberation, like that. That's, of course, jnana misra bhakti. Just like when I first joined the movement, I actually wanted, well, knowledge, but also liberation. I would pray to Krishna before I took rest every night, Krishna, please kill me tonight. Take me back to Godhead. Not that I actually love Krishna, but I just wanted to get the hell out of the brahmachari ashram. You know, it wasn't like, Krishna, I love you so much. Because if Krishna, I love you so much, as you can crush me by your embrace and leave me brokenhearted by not being present before me, completely due to anything and everything. Or Narayana Paraksarve Nakutasjana Bibhiti Swarga Pabarga Narakeshu Apituryartha Darshana, which means I can go to heaven, I can go to hell. There's a famous verse in the Bhagavatam. I can go to heaven, I can go to hell, I can get liberated, it's all the same to me, isn't it? Narayana Parak Sarve, for the topmost devotee of Narayana, Parak Sarve, Parak, all, Para, topmost, Sarve, all, Swarga, Bhavarga. Swarga means the heavenly planets, Upavarga means liberation. Narakeshu, even Narakeshu means hell. Apituryartha, what I consider them all to have the same value. So that's pretty much similar to what's going on here, you know, whatever. It's all the same. Apituryartha darshanam, Prabhupada explains, that's because wherever a devotee goes, he's doing the same thing. Prabhupada gave the example of a wheat threshing machine. He said if you send it to the heavenly planets, all it knows how to do is thresh wheat. I don't know if they have wheat there in the heavenly planets. Or you send it to hell, they probably don't have wheat. But anyway, he gave that example. It just does the same thing everywhere. So that's pure devotional service. So in the beginning, we do have some motivation. But so my desire to die and go back to Godhead was simply, you know, get me the hell out of here. You know, so we all have these mixed desires. But pure devotional service is basically, you know, Krishna, whatever you want. And, you know, even you can, like, torture me, or even I can get angry with you because you're torturing me, which is what's saying here. So anyway, so haitukiya pratyata, which means there's no material cause. But even heavier than that is a pratyata, which means nothing stops it. There's no impediment. Actually, there's several ways to understand that. One is there's no condition in which you cannot progress in devotional service. That's one way, from a passive viewpoint, you know, that one may say, well, I have all these impediments, I'm even deaf. How can I become Krishna conscious? I'm deaf and blind, you know, like Helen Keller. But there's a way. It's dependent on one's desire. It's not dependent upon any external circumstance. Another understanding of that is from the active perspective, that I will continue doing my service even if everyone opposes me, you know, service, the active service, not just the bhajan. Even if, you know, I get all this opposition, I will continue doing my service for Krishna. You know, whatever that service is, according to the order of the spiritual master. I will never get discouraged. And sometimes that happens. I was listening to a class the other day, Rita Nandamaraj was describing everything that happened to him. And I was thinking, boy, his perspective is different than mine. Anyway, it was actually interesting. It really taught me something about perspectives. You know, I thought, you know, he's actually speaking about his particular perspective. Honestly, he's not making it up. And my perspective was from the opposite side. Anyway, So perspective taking is really interesting. So he was talking about how he went through so many traumatic experiences from his perspective. From my perspective, you know, I also went through some traumatic experiences from the others. Anyway, not going to get into it. This is not therapy class. So I also went through so many traumatic experiences. Other than that, you know, even here in Nugaloka, you had people oppose me, you know, people accuse me, you know, and so many things. You know, so many things are traumatic. Like, I have some godbrothers who won't even talk to me because they think that ladies can be gurus. You know, when they see me, if I say Hari Bol, they just turn their head like I don't exist. That's traumatic. That's traumatic. So, yeah. What? Well, I'm not saying that, but I'm talking about my perspective. Yeah, whatever it is, that's between them and Krishna. I'm not. But it's just like, It's traumatic when I get dealt with like that. So the point is to keep on going, you know, no matter what. And, you know, Prabhupada had to endure so many traumatic things. You know, his godbrothers didn't want him to get land in Mayapur. His godbrothers tried to convince his disciples that, you know, he really wasn't qualified to have the name Prabhupada, or really wasn't qualified in different ways. One of them reinitiated one of his disciples. And I talked to that particular individual, he's in Thailand right now, about the whole scenario. And, you know, probably just had, and then disciples becoming contaminated. Anyway, so the haitaki apretiyata. So Prabhupada continued in all circumstances, heart attacks, headaches. You know, Prabhupada had these terrible headaches. Prabhupada was like a hammer hitting him in the head. And he continued in each and every circumstance. So that's pure devotional service. Anyway, I had a lot more I wanted to talk about, but Krishna's not allowing me. Krishna's cruel. I don't think he's cruel. I'm not a gopi, so... I think Krishna's most kind. Yeah.
Training love is never broken.
Yeah. Jai Radha Galukananda, Radha Galukananda Ki Jai.
Govindam Adi Purusham Namaham Bhajami. Govindam Adi Purusham
Sarir, Adi Adi Bolite Dayanam.
neighbor, oh my dear. Arakabe, Nitaitan, Neura, Koruna, Hoi, Be, Samsana, Bashana, Mura, Kabe, Tucha, Hoi, Be. Chadiya kambe, shuda be mana, kabe hamahe rabbu shri, rindavana ba. Raku Katsapate Hoi Beaku Tigi Kapeyama Pushapunse Ugala Rakumurasa Ratanakore Sada Nalotamota. Ranga bhava litaya me pulaka sarigir hati hati purite nayane ma. Hati hati bhuli tena yana eva ove dear. Goranga bhuli teha ove pulaka sadhir. Hati hati bhuli tena yana eva Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. like a snow, hari 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 ram, hari ram, ram ram hari hari. Paramahansa, Paravidakacharya, also Teda Satishi, Shivad, His Divine Grace, Abhaya, Chananala, Lakshmananda, Goswami, Srila Prabhupada Kijai, ISKCON Founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada Kijai, Anantakoti Vaishnava Vrinda Kijai, Namacharya, Srila Haridas, Thakur Kijai, Prem Se Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda Sidwaita Galadha Shiva Siddhi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Gijaya Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gop Gopinath Sayam Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Kijaya Vrindavadam Kijaya Maturanam Kijaya Jagadatha Sami Kijaya Yuvanamaya Kijaya Srimati Lasadevi Kijaya Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Gijaya Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bol, all glorious the assembled devotees. All glories, the assembled devotees. All glories, the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga, Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Shri Madhavakivananda Swami, Namaste, 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 Namaste. So we can read. When will that opportune moment come to me? When I shiver upon chanting the name of Lord Gauranga. When will I cry while chanting Hare Krishna? When will I receive the causeless mercy of Lord Nityananda so that my desires for material enjoyment become insignificant? When will my mind be purified of material anxieties and desires so they can understand Vrindavana? When shall I be very eager to study the books left by the six Goswamis so they can understand the conjugal love of Radha and Krishna? The lotus feet of the six Goswamis are my only shelter. In constant separation from them, I remain Narottamadas. Narottamadas, Thakur Kijai. Okay, six hours to go.
Sarva Shakti Natrapitani Tasmaranena Kala Etad Vrishita Vakripa Bhagavan Mamapi Dordaivam Idrishami Hajanina Nuraga Trinadapi Sunitena Taror Sohishuna Amani Namana Dana Kirtaniya Sadahari Nadanam Najanam Nasundarim Kavitam Vajagadishakamaye Mama Janmani Janmani Ishvare Bhavadad Bhakti Ahoit Ki Twai Ainanda Tanuja Kinka.